Alrighty then, there goes my voice. Here we are. We are back officially. Never happened before, but there's a first time for everything, isn't it? It's Rise FM Lunch to Mingani Thursday. We're throwing it back and chatting to you, hopefully very, very soon. Something. But it must be something nice, something inspirational, something motivational, something fun. Let us know so we can have you in studio as well. So our WhatsApp number, 072-885-7702. If you're a fan of Young Chief, I don't have him in studio, but I've got a song coming up after this conversation we're going to have with Patrick Ntimane from born and raised proudly in Barberton here in Mpumalanga. Thank you so much, Patrick, for making the time to join us live in the studio. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks so much. Thanks for having me here in studio.
Oh, it's only a pleasure. It's an honor and a pleasure. I see you must be on a fitness journey for somebody to take part in, for instance, the Comrades Marathon. Are you on a fitness journey? Are you a fitness fanatic? What is it about you now being a part of the Comrades?
Thanks so much. So I think I am a fitness fanatic, like you've raised it. And I'm saying I'm a fitness fanatic because I've been doing sports since I was young.
Yeah.
And I continue doing sports and I've been engaged in a number of sports. I do road running.
Yeah.
I also played squash at a national level.
Uh-huh.
And and my family, the entire family, they are a sporting family.
Nice. Yeah. So do you think your family was specific about the kind of school you would go to? Because some schools don't necessarily, you know, make a big deal of sports. Was that a thing that played into which school you would end up going to? Was sports a big thing for you now as a student?
I honestly don't think so, because if I recall very well, my dad or my parents never showed up at my events.
No?
My dad actually never saw me running.
No way.
Considering the level of poverty that we come from. So my dad never had a car to be able to attend my athletics meetings as well as my races. But humbled and happy with the support that they've afforded me through the years.
Let's talk about that a little bit more. The young Patrick, what were you like as a kid growing up in Ebabtini? What was Patrick like?
Okay, I think I grew up a bit famous.
Yeah.
I was well known at school. I went to an exclusive school. Those ones who know, we're about six or seven in a class, so we're a bit privileged. And I went to Fairview Mine School, where it was an exclusive mine school, well run. And I got to be famous there for running as well as debating and a bit of academics, I'll say.
Or a bit of academics. Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so... Yeah, and then I then moved to Mjindini High School in Barberton, the township, where I think the fame started because I was known as a runner. I always used to represent the school up to whatever level of athletics that one was expected to go to, up to national level those days.
Nice, yeah.
And that's how I got to be known, and I would like to believe that I was famous. Yeah.
What made you popular? Was it your participation, your excellence in what you do? What was it that made you popular?
I think my excellence. I used to be the best in my distance. I did 1,500, 3,000, as well as 5,000 meters. Yeah.
Yeah.
That made me popular, and the popularity grew around my community, Barberton community. I was known as someone who is running always and always seen on the streets of Barberton. Yeah,
I don't see a nickname here, because here's the thing: popular people or famous people are given nicknames. Were you never given a nickname, or do you not embrace the nicknames you got?
No, not at all. Yeah. So the nickname that I got now, it's maybe the job that I do or the title that I hold is, they call me Captain Pat. Captain Pet. So okay. I'm known as Captain Pet. Yeah.
Captain Pet. Captain Pet. So if you say Captain Pet, people know who we're talking about. Captain Pet. Patrick Ntimane joining us live in studio here at Rise FM Lunch for Udumengani today. This is quite fascinating. I'm still stuck on you being in a class of about 6-7 students. I think when you go to Umjindini, there's a lot more. There's this transition in how you try and make that work. Do you now get a lot of friends because of the popularity status that you naturally have?
Yeah, you know, it was such a serious transition when I got to Umjindini because we had to... I was sort of like an exclusive place, and I stayed in a farm, to be precise.
Yeah.
And I was never a child who grew up in a township or in a dense or populated environment.
Yeah,
so it was such a serious transition for me to be around a lot of people, especially at the high school. But nevertheless, I coped very well.
You cope very well.
Yeah.
Are you becoming faster or slower as you grow up?
I think I'm getting slower.
I'm getting slower,
but surprisingly, from time to time, I'll show the young ones how it's done, and I'm like, wow, it's still there. Yeah, but we're getting slower.
But how does that make you feel? Because you know how fast you've been, and then now you're realizing, I'm becoming a little bit slower. How does that make you feel with your career? I mean, this is your life.
So I embrace the slowness in running because those ones who know me, they will always see me on the side of the road, especially when we're doing local races. I'll be on the side of the road supporting my runners from Bellas and those ones that I know around Nelspruit. So it's no longer about the fastness. It's more about the support and the camaraderie that I provide to the running community in Nelspruit and around Bombelle.
This love for the comrades, what is it? Are you proving a point? Is it something you just addicted? You're finding yourself that you're addicted to now, you can't stop anymore, and also why stop? What's this relationship you have with the Comrades Marathon? Is it the biggest test for you? What is it about it?
So I normally consider Comrades to be one of those races that one attends it to for different reasons. It's normally for personal reasons, and because all of us, we know we're not going to get the 800,000 or the million that is being won, but we still go and try and finish the Comrades. Therefore, it's more of a personal reason to me as well. At first, it was a thing of I want to prove a point that I can be able to run 90 kilometers within a specific time. And surprisingly, I've done that more than 20 times, and I'm grateful.
Why surprisingly?
Because I never thought that I'll find myself there. So, but
insane, right?
Yeah.
Yo, how many times? 9.
I've done it 20 times.
20 times?
Yeah, I've done it 20
How
times.
How old were you in your first attempt?
My first attempt, I was 18. So during those olden days, they will allow you to go and participate in Comrades when you were just 18.
Okay.
But maybe to... because I hope I'm not going to account for this. So I had to mess around with my birth certificate because I generally wanted to be part of Comrades Marathon at that time.
Okay.
And I messed around with my birth certificate since the Comrades was normally run on the 31st of May.
Yeah.
And my birth month is November. So
you would be turning 18 in November.
In November. So they wouldn't allow me to go and run the Comrades before I turned 18. So I messed around with my birth certificate so that I could be accepted to run it. So that's how I got myself in there.
How did you do with the first attempt, though?
I did very well. Yeah. Hey. I ran 8 hours 21 minutes, which was a great feat, considering that I was just 17, turning 18 in November.
Let's say you were 18.
Yeah.
Let's say you were 18.
Yeah.
That many hours, and the training. What kind of training do you undergo though? What's the sort of training for some? I mean, we know of certain. Events locally, that there's one that Rise FM normally partners with that is a Comrades Marathon qualifier.
Yeah.
But what kind of training then at 18 did you have to undergo?
So surprisingly, though, during that time I was at high school, expected to do schoolwork and also put mileage for Comrades. So I juggled between the two, academics as well as running. So I had to make sure that I put a mileage of at least above 250 per month kilometers to be able to run and finish the race. So, yes. And I've done that with excellence, I like to believe.
You have. You really, really have. Are you passionate about the young ones, especially Epaptini, who want to be to follow in your footsteps and to also hopefully get to complete the Comrades Marathon? Are you assisting anyone? Is anyone coming to you? Do they know that this is what you are known for?
You know what? like I said, that during my younger years at Fairview Mine, where the whole running thing gained momentum and then I moved to high school.
Yeah.
I was so privileged to be recognized and to be supported by the likes of Butlaki David Mobeng, who happened to be a sport coordinator during those years. Maybe to bring you on board, Lucky is the father to Princess Mobeng, who is also working here for Rise FM. So he played a sort of like a pivotal role in nurturing the early potential in me.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, I also do the same as I grow up and nurture the talent of those ones who have potential and those ones who have talent in and around Mbombela and Ehlanzeni community.
It makes perfect sense. So it does not stop with you.
Sure.
Right? So it does not stop with you. I mean, this is a bit of an extended conversation here for Dumeng. There's so many questions I want to throw at you.
Yeah.
But just in closing, we're going to come back in about a minute or so and let you take a break, Nyana, because yay! Hashtag Dumengani Thursday here on Rise FM Lunch. Oh, I meant to ask you, Dr. Patrick.
Yeah.
In your language, because we're asking everyone this, in your language, distance, what is distance in your language? Your language is? Siswati.
Siswati, yeah.
Siswati. Ngeswati sitihini, it distance.
I think it's libanga. Libanga. Yeah, libanga, yeah.
But I think.
Yeah, libanga.
Libanga.
Yeah.
Okay,
yes.
Thank you so much. Everybody
All
else
right.
is also sharing on our social media and our WhatsApp.
All
Let's talk about the Bella Athletics Club.
Okay.
Your involvement in it, what is it all about?
Okay, currently I serve as a club captain of Bella's Athletics Club. It's actually a club that has earned its reputation as the most successful athletics club in the province. And then it also boasts a legacy, which is evident through our frequent podium finishes, but also it has a deep impact within our communities. And I'm so privileged to be part of this club.
Yeah.
So Bella's Athletics Club is the only club which boasts an elite program which is providing holistic support to our athletes through the access of education, wellness, and other services, and also career development which we have within the club. So my passion goes beyond personal achievement, like I've said before. I'm committed to nurturing young talent and uplifting communities under the banner of this club, which is Bella's Athletics Club. And we actively participate in outreach programs, which include sanitary towels, school shoe program, as well as food parcel distribution through families who are destitute, especially during December holidays. I'm sure the Mbombela community see us on TV from time to time, making an impact to our communities.
Yeah.
I can proudly say, Gutsi, also last year as an individual, also raised funds for Rise Against Hunger, which is an initiative which is supported by Comrades Marathon.
Mm-hmm.
It's also a way of me giving back and trying to impact communities positively. So yeah, those are my inspirations, and I'm proud to be amongst those who are able to impact communities positively and show a bit of community building and
I can see the passion shining right through. I mean, he's smiling as he's sharing this, because it warms your heart, doesn't it?
It does.
It gives you meaning and
definitely.
Purpose. And to feel fulfilled just by giving back or contributing and assisting where you can, it must be a really big, big deal.
It is. It makes one to feel like a mentor, community builder, servant leader, and all those types of platforms.
Patrick, thank you so much for coming into the studio. It's an honor to meet you. Now we can only dream of being part of the Comrades, but we'll sit there and support. Are you a part of it this year?
I am. And also, maybe to mention to the listeners out there, from Bellas Athletics Club, we're taking 72 runners with.
Nice.
Most of us are leaving tomorrow. And we are there. We want all types of medals, ranging from gold, Wally Hayward, Billy Rowan, Jali, and all those type of medals. We want all of them, and we want to represent the Mbombela community very well. And maybe to add a bit, we have our upcoming race, the GPF race, on the 9th of August.
Okay.
And
all
thank
right.
you so much.
All right, there we go. Community builder and athlete and leader, ultimately, Patrick Ntimane, joining us on Rise FM Lunch for Utumengani. What a necessary conversation to have. Utumengani, where? Now, that's the question. Let us know at Rise FM 943 or 072-885-7702. We just called the tail end of that conversation. It will be shared on our podcast platform. Go to risefm.co.za. I promise you, Young Achieve.